And welcome to the End Time Shofar, End Time Bible Prophecy Podcast. I'm your host, Gerald, the End Time Shofar. Today's podcast will be dealing with Adolf Hitler, Almost Antichrist, Part 1. So we'll be doing a series in regards to Hitler and his foreshadowing of the ultimate Antichrist. I'm going to first start off with scripture in regards to this, which will connect to our podcast. For this series, I'm going from 1 John chapter 2, verse 17 through 19. I'm reading from the King James Version. It says, "And the world is passing away in the lust of, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Little children, it is the last hour, as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming. Even now, many Antichrists have come, by which we know that is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us." So I'm going to stop right there. I want to key in on verse 18 of 1 John chapter 2, which it states, "Antichrist is coming. Even now, many Antichrists have come." So we've seen over the eons, over the centuries, that many Antichrists have arose. We see Napoleon, we've seen Stalin, we've seen Hitler, which we'll be discussing, we've seen Nero, we've seen all these different people who have arise, but the ultimate Antichrist that will arise in the soon coming future will culminate and will be the ultimate son of perdition, the beast that Revelation chapter 13 talks about. And we really want to key in on Hitler, because Hitler was very charismatic political figure, very persuasive. And this part one, we really want to talk about his oratory skills and the way that he was satanically able to really persuade people and really deceive people, where it really engulfed a nation, a whole nation, to follow a very destructive road, which really led Germany down a bad road. We just know, even most recently, months ago, that Kanye West made the news praising Hitler. I think Kanye does suffer from some type of mental illness, but also too, I believe he is somewhat demonized, even though he professes sometimes that he is a Christian. There are some issues. This soundbite comes from the Alex Jones, had him on his show, and we're going to listen to a little bit of that, and then we're going to go a little bit more deeper into this podcast to kind of learn the dark occult side of Hitler and how it mirrors the soon coming Antichrist. So let's go ahead and listen in.
That's right. You're not Hitler. You're not a Nazi. You don't deserve to be called that and demonized.
Well, I see good things about Hitler also. The Jew, I love everyone. I'm done with the classifications. Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
So he said that even Hitler had something of value, which is totally crazy. If he really knew or studied Adolf Hitler, the things about Hitler. Hitler was definitely deeply involved in the occult, which we are going to really look at. We're going to really explore some of the dark demonic sides of Hitler and the Nazi party during this series. First of all, we want to start off with Hitler was very devoted in his pursuit of higher consciousness, where he used masculine, which he used psychedelic drugs to transport himself into the highest states of consciousness, where he can look into what New Agers and occultists would see as or call as Ascetic Record, a demonic version of historical and future events. So here you have Hitler, who really utilized psychedelic drugs, which is quite popular now. You hear Joe Rogan talking about psychedelic drugs. You hear Pro Bowl quarterback now getting ready to go to the New York Jets, currently with the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers, talking about using psychedelic drugs and just other things and all. But Hitler really utilized that to alter his consciousness and really enter into the demonic realm to understand historical and future events. So more or less, Hitler was seen as like a shaman in regards to being a political leader, but also a priest slash shaman during his reign of terror, being over the Führer there in Germany. So we see how he really utilized that to really enhance his awareness through demons and demonic, to reach the demonic spirit level to really have insights. We also see that Hitler made a pact with the Norse German god of war, Wotan or Odin, which Wotan is the German version word of Odin. We all watch Marvel movies with Thor and Odin being Thor's daddy, but Odin or Wotan is the god of war. Here's something that Hitler had wrote and stated. It says, on a rough night, I go sometimes to the oak of Wotan, the chief god, and in the still garden to make a pact with dark forces. The moonlight makes runes and appear those that were sunbathed during the day become small before the magic formula. So here we have the writings of Hitler that he makes a pact with the god of war, with dark forces, to help him and to help empower him. So this is the first sign that we see with Hitler. We also have to realize that Hitler, being from a youth deeply involved in the occult and influenced by the occult, he held the belief that magic power of words. So he had this belief that by his words, he had magic behind it. So you can see the intensity when Hitler was speaking. Some of the videos that you would see him delivering a public address and how people were just so overtaken, which we get a little bit more into it in this podcast. But I really want to look at, because Hitler's, a lot of the things that he put in his book, Mein Kampf, he really set, that was the foundation. Once he came into power, he already had his playbook already. So this was like years and years before he even took power. But this is a very interesting thing that he said in his book, Mein Kampf. He says, the power which always started the greatest religions and political avalanches in history, rolling, has from time immemorial been the magic power of the spoken word. It says the broad masses of people can only be moved by the power of speech. If I approach the masses with reason and arguments, they will not understand me. In the mass meetings, their reasoning and power is paralyzed. What I say is like an order given under hypnosis. So here's Hitler being very much satanically inspired, stating that his words were like magic, that it really paralyzed people. It really put them under hypnosis. So one of the things that really helped empower Hitler was because the German church was more just culturally Christian versus really preaching the gospel, very established in Christ, the mission of Christ. It just became just a formal cultural religion where he was able to seduce a whole nation just by his words. Their him speaking, they fell under like a magical spell where they were seduced to dark forces. Here's another thing that I like to bring up. In magic, according to the French physician Eliphas Levi, which Eliphas Levi is the one who came up with the Baphomet. This is what Levi stated. It says, to affirm and will what ought to be is to create. To affirm and will what ought to be is to create. To affirm and will what ought not to be is to destroy. The person who utters the words must have a very strong will and words that he utters and must be valid by virtue of being revered and sacred by the time and tradition. So we see how Hitler really embodied that by his words and what he affirmed, that it was power behind it. So let's kind of unpack this, because we can't get so caught up in people, how charismatic they are. And we have to test the spirit, which in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1 states, you should always test the spirit, whether it's a secular politician or even if it's your favorite preacher. You have to test the spirit, because you can easily be moved by the person's words, how charismatic they are, how they put, how they're able to manipulate you. All these things, we have to be very careful, even within the church, even when we're listening to preaching and teaching. We have to be very much on guard and very much in the spirit, because the Holy Spirit will lead and guide us into all truth. So we can't get caught up in personalities and just think, okay, I'm gonna follow this person because they're very charismatic and how they speak is very much well polished. Let's look at some quotes and then look at some things at Hitler just to kind of verify how much of his oratory skills really captivate and was very magical and very empowered by occult satanic powers, which he was able to lead the nation of Germany down this dark road and this dark path. Let's look at a few things, how he really impacted German culture. This is coming from the book Occult and the Third Reich by Egmont. This is from page 232 and page 188. It says, whenever Hitler spoke, rather just one person or before a crowd, the gift always showed itself to the same intensity. So this is what Eliphas Levi was talking about, the intensity and also Hitler knew this from magical practices and also very intense. He literally fascinated people and imposed his will on them. When we go on and we continue to look at some other things that he was able to achieve, it says he swept you along with him and convinced you in spite of yourself. His personal magnetism was tremendous. He had enormous powers of suggestion. So he had enormous power of suggestion. So when we look at his writings of Mein Kampf, and he talks about words are magical and putting people in a hypnotic state, this man was very much endowed by demonic spirits, which inspired him, which he was able to hypnotize a whole nation to blindly follow him to a road of destruction and to kill over 6 million Jews, and to cause so much, not just killing 6 million Jews, but to cause so much havoc and destruction up on the continent of Europe. It's just mind-boggling about Hitler. Here's some things in regards to the book by Ravenscroft, Ravenscroft from the Spear of Destiny. And we're going to look at page 178, which he states some very interesting things about Hitler. It says, the broad masses of people can only be moved by the spoken word. And then we look at some other writings by Alan Bullock, his book, Hitler, A Study in Tyranny, page 93. He states, he succeeded in communicating a passion to his listeners so that men groaned and hissed and women sobbed involuntarily, if only to relieve the tension caught in the spell of powerful emotions and hatred and exultation from which all restraint had been removed. You can conclude that it was Satan himself was speaking to them. So this is how powerful that Hitler had over the influence of the nation of Germany. So when we see this in regards to the beast in Revelation chapter 13, the first beast, which will be a political figure, and then you'll have the second beast, the false prophet, the oratory skills that this Antichrist will have will surpass the level of what Hitler was able to do in Nazi Germany. So when this son of perdition arises, you're going to see some of the unique oratory genius and skills that this person would have. And the Bible even forewarns us that the son of perdition, this Antichrist figure, this beast, would have great oratory skills. Let's go over to Daniel chapter 7. We're going to go over to Daniel chapter 7, and we're going to look at verse 8, and then we're going to drop down to verse 20. So we're going to start off with that. So Daniel chapter 8, it says, and I was considering the horns, and there was another horn, a little horn, coming up among them, before whom the first horn were plucked out by its roots. And there in the horn were eyes like eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking pompous words. So speaking very proud, pompous words. Let's drop down to verse 20. Verse 20, it says, and the 10 horns that were on its head, and the other horn which came up, before which 3 fell, namely the horn which had eyes and had mouth, which spoke pompous words, whose appearance was greater than his fellows. So here's a foreshadowing that the beast, the Antichrist, would have a way of words. Let's go over to Revelation chapter 13, verse 2, because the way Hitler came in to Germany, it wasn't by guns or anything. It was by, he had people wrapped around his finger just by the way that he spoke. On top of his inner circle were deeply involved in the occult, the things that they use for propaganda and other things and all. Could you imagine if they had access to social media and other things, tools like that we have now? It's just mind-boggling the things that they can probably do if they were lived in this age. Now, Revelation chapter 13, verse 2 says, now the beast which I saw was like a leopard, and his feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his throne and great authority. So it shows that the beast is going to have a mouth like a lion. So it's going to be very ferocious, very, very aggressive, very much going to have like an impact by the hearers that hear the word, and he's empowered by the dragon. So when we look at Revelation, it talks about, I'm going to go over the, before I go to Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 through 6, let's go to Revelation chapter 12, and let's look to see who the dragon is. So when we look at Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, it says, "So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil, and Satan, who was deceived the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out." So Revelation chapter 12, verse 9 states that the great dragon that was cast out is the serpent of old. So the dragon will be satanically inspiring this son of perdition, this beast. Even when we look at the writings of Bullock, which he stated in his book, The Study of Tyranny, he stated that it was like Satan, like hearing Hitler speak, it was like Satan, like he was channeling Satan through him, the way that he spoke, that it really captivated the nation. So let's look at Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 through 6. So we have to really be aware when this son of perdition arises that it's going to be no man like him ever before, the way that he's able to speak, and just a genius when it comes to oratory skills and all, be one of the all-time great speakers and all. That's why even Paul talks about in several of his writings, don't be enticed. He didn't come to like entice people by his words or anything like that. He just kept it simple, because even when you compare Paul to some of the Greek philosophers and Greek orators and just other things and all, he probably wasn't as polished as them, but he was well endowed by the Holy Spirit and very knowledgeable of the word of God. So let's look at Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 through 6. It says, "Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, 'Has God indeed said, and you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?'" So I'm going to stop there. It says in verse 1, it says that the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field. So just like Hitler's very cunning, very charismatic, very powerful in his presentation of putting together words, that he was able to cast a spell over a nation where a whole nation became demonically possessed and overtaken to do evil. Verse 2, it says, "And the woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.' Then the serpent said to the woman, 'You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.' So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave to her husband with her, and he ate." So here's how the serpent was able, because when Paul is writing, believe in Corinthians, he talks about how the woman was deceived. So we see how even Hitler deceived a whole entire nation by just how his oratory skills was so well put together, and he was able to really persuade the masses to bend to his will. And even so-called Christians within Germany, that wasn't grounded in the faith, that were cultural Christians, were following him. And this is what even 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 talks about, that people who don't love, and that's referring to so-called Christian people, who don't love truth will be given over to a strong delusion. So those so-called Christians in Germany who weren't grounded in their faith in Christ were given over to a strong delusion. So we see types and shadows of that occurring. And then we just got through reading Genesis chapter 3, how the serpent was a smooth operator, very smooth talker, very cunning. And this is how Adolf Hitler was, because, again, being satanically inspired. And it just baffles me how we hear Kanye West praising Adolf Hitler, knowing all the chaos and destruction that he caused. But not only that, we'll study a little bit more when we get into other parts of the series, how Hitler's inner circle was very much deeply involved, his propaganda, people that were over that were deeply involved in the occult. Even the Nazi scientists that worked on the science and different things had incorporate the occult and different things. And also they were getting all this technology and all these things from occult means, and just evolving occult practices and all was really enhancing their demonic knowledge. So by doing this series, you're going to really dive in a little bit more, see how Hitler really foreshadowed the Antichrist, seeing that Hitler was a forerunner of the Antichrist. We have to really be aware in the days and times that we live in. We have to really be able to discern the times, and we definitely can't get caught up in a lot of these political figures. And we have to really stay prayerful and stay watchful and stay vigilant that we don't get seduced and we don't get deceived. God bless. This is the End Time Shofar, End Time Prophecy Podcast, and you have a blessed day.